Basically, one of the issues really is that if we are going to be pushing for HIV prevention, then we need to look at it as a holistic approach, part of which includes condom distribution, which is vigorously in all the places that the World Cup will be taking place, but also within the hotels and places of service, basically. So the issue really was that we need to make the condoms as available as possible and in as many places as possible. I think you will know that the prevalence rate in our country is the highest in the world, and we have the interest of the visitors at heart, but we're also having the interest of the people of South Africa at heart.
Has the AIDS Consortium and the other groups involved, the Southern African HIV Clinician Society and other organizations, have they made a formal request to FIFA to allow condoms and other HIV/AIDS education materials?
We have, and as a result, there are a few places that have been allocated now in the fan parks. I think you know that there are places that will be serving as fan parks during the World Cup, and some of those places have been earmarked to have a health center or a wellness center within them. And so those places, we can distribute condoms within those places. And, I mean, we'll try in all the other ways to distribute condoms where we can and as vigorously as we can.
But right now, you are not allowed to distribute any condoms at the actual stadiums.
No, no.
How serious a problem do you think this might be with several hundred thousand people expected to visit South Africa for the World Cup?
Well, you know, I think it's not really only a problem for the people who will be coming for the World Cup, but the people that are within the country still. So it really is a concern. I won't shy away from that. And I think I would have said that we would want to see more involvement, because so far we've made such strides in responding to HIV in that, you know, it really is pulling us back in terms of responding to HIV. I think so far we've done so well with government showing leadership and government showing the response that we're wanting to see involving different sectors in responding to HIV. But now here, I think, is an issue that we really need to fight and to say it's not on.
Do you think the World Cup is a good venue to get this message across?
The issue about it is safety first. So with the condom distribution, I think when you do distribute condoms and you're sending a particular message, and the message that you're sending is that people should really look after themselves. People should, if they're going to be indulging in sexual activities, use condoms and have the condoms readily available, other than having people wanting to go and find condoms. So make it easier for people, because you know the kind of behavior that is associated with sexual activity. So it would make it easier to make it accessible at the stadiums itself, but failing which, we must make it available in other places.